At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Guest that we have coming up on the show today, Matt Eumanns in 45 minutes, his early best bets in the Final Four. Glenn Clark in 90 minutes, Ravens pregame radio. He's been on the show before. We will get his thoughts on Lamar Jackson and what happened yesterday. And Tom Haberstroh on the NBA coming up in the final hour of the program. You know, Pauly, the NFL draft is actually 1 month from yesterday. So now we're within that window here. And all these teams at the very top, in theory, or some of them anyway, are about to invest a lot of capital and a lot of their future with an unknown commodity. And then you have this 26-year-old former MVP, kind of the unknown landing spot for him, if it's not going to be Baltimore, come out yesterday. He takes to Twitter as John Harbaugh is at the owners' meetings with, I think, every other coach in the NFL but three. And simultaneously, as he's meeting with the media, Lamar Jackson drops this bomb that he requested a trade back on March 2nd, and he wants out. And so then Harbaugh had to sit down. We'll play you that audio coming up in a second. Is there a scenario at all where Lamar Jackson plays for Baltimore next year?
I can't see it. I can't see him ever playing it down for the organization again. He's tired of the disrespect as he sees it. I don't get my fair value. They have no interest in doing it, which he put in the tweet, and a calculated move with all the GMs there and all the media right when the head coach is going to sit down. Out comes the tweet, and he's got to answer all the questions, and he puts Harbaugh on the hot seat. So
not a coincidence.
No, absolutely. But he's had enough. He's sick and tired, and we know the relationship was bad. According to reports, you wonder how bad it was now, which he does this to Harbaugh and puts him on Front Street as he sits down with everybody. So it's now things are heating up here. Yep. I mean, I can't imagine he ever plays you. I can't imagine.
Oh, I don't. It's a heavy upset if he plays with Baltimore next year.
Right.
I'm not going to say, never say never, but the odds are really against it now for him to play next year. So here, again, as he's dropping this tweet, hey, guys, I've wanted a trade since the beginning of March. Here's his head coach at the owners' meetings talking to the media.
I haven't seen the tweet. It's an ongoing process. I'm following it very closely, just like everybody else is here, and looking forward to a resolution. I'm excited, thinking about Lamar all the time, thinking about him as our quarterback. We're building our offense. around that idea. And I'm just looking forward to getting back to football. And I'm confident that's going to happen.
Did it with a smile on his face, too.
Oh, yeah. Thinking about him all the time, Mitch.
Sure. Must have felt good.
Sure. He requested the trade March 2nd. So what did they do in the meantime? They acquired Nelson Aguilar. Okay, that'll put you over the top, right? So you're not getting him any weapons. And what he's done for the organization, he's had enough. So if they don't want to play ball, fine. And let's move on. Let him go to a different organization here. Take your draft picks, and you don't have to pay them that money, and move on.
All right. I find this part of it intriguing, though. So he's got this weird dude who sells like gym equipment on the side.
It's been said by many, but the comparisons have been made to Kawhi Leonard with the uncle, I guess it was.
Okay,
remember back in the day?
Yeah.
Right.
Very strange here.
Yeah.
So he's going around making these phone calls to teams, like, "Hey, man, any interest in Lamar? Because he wants out of Baltimore, and he would like to play for you." And by the way, Michael Lombardi, not the only person who has now said that Lamar absolutely wants to go to Miami. Others have said that as well.
Yes.
So Michael was onto that a couple of weeks ago, at least, where he's like, "Look, he does. That's where he wants to go, his landing spot. Will it happen? Probably not. But that's where Lamar wants to go play." Mm-hmm. And so the weird thing to me is that teams have now had a chance to sign him to a contract, right, to an offer sheet, because the Ravens put that non-exclusive deal on him earlier this month. But no team has done that yet. No team has offered him anything. So you could, in theory, already have done this. He could have signed and a trade could be in the works. Nah, nothing.
Yeah, he can't be traded until he signs the tag. And signs. So that's the other thing was they were, I want out, sick and tired. According to reports, they were negotiating in the last couple of weeks, too. So it just must have been the final straw that they're not even close on what he wants. You would think Atlanta's a no-brainer and a home run. If it's not Atlanta, to me, it's got to be Indy. And now Washington came out again and said not interested.
I can't believe that.
What do you
that.
Mean not interested?
I cannot believe that.
This is lunacy, what some of these teams and organizations are doing. But the one team that didn't rule them out right away, like the other teams did, were the Colts. So now the fact that Carolina moved up to number one, and they're going to take your quarterback, I mean, it should work out. Should be a better scenario for the Colts anyways.
Yeah,
They are 7 games under 500 since 2014 with one playoff win, and the last guy to start back-to-back season openers was Luck in 15-16. Go get him. Go get him, Irsay.
That seems to me like the ultimate landing spot. But for the Commanders to automatically draw a line through him again, I think is a huge mistake. I don't understand that whatsoever. And you can actually bet on this at DraftKings now, where he's going to end up. Paulie, as you said, the Falcons, no brainer, right? Well, they're the shortest shot on the board. They open up plus 250. Then the Colts and the Commanders, and then it drops down a little bit to the Titans at plus 750. You have the Jets at 9-1. And this is from Rich Cimini, who's covered the team for ESPN for a long time. Joe Douglas, who was asked about Lamar Jackson, says it would be, quote, disingenuous to show interest in Jackson because they have a quarterback plan and want to stick to it. Well, obviously, that's talking about Rodgers, but he won't say his name. And then there's this report that came out last night, a deal between the Packers and the Jets to swap Aaron Rodgers for 2 high draft picks. That's kind of in the works right now. That's getting closer.
Yep.
There's a little bit of a hang-up on the Packers' end.
They got to get this done, too, because the league has to come out with the schedule.
Yep.
Let's go. The Packers finally backed off the ask for a number one pick. But, yeah, I understand where he's coming from there. I would have done it the other way. If I'm the Jets, I would have went all in with Lamar Jackson. He's 26, and Rodgers is at the end. I think New England makes a ton of sense. How about that bombshell from Kraft? Well, Meek Mill reached out and said Lamar wants to play for the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Kraft says it's up to Belichick.
Sure.
I mean, come on.
Then he puts him on Front Street.
Yes, he does.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah.
It's your move.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
Don't, we don't get him.
That's right.
Fans can point to you, not
that's
me.
That's right. That's Bill's decision. I mean, I think that'd be a monster move for the Patriots.
I think that's, again, Colts make a lot of sense. To me, if the Jets are just going to be committed to Rodgers, fine, rule them out. The Patriots have got to be number 2 on the list.
Yeah.
Behind the Colts, in my opinion.
I don't know what Atlanta's doing.
But,
I mean, what, Desmond Ritter? Are you kidding me?
You can win that division.
Yes, you can.
It's up
yes,
for grabs.
You can. Absolutely.
I mean, look at the win totals that came out yesterday, and we'll get into this a little bit here, but also in the next hour. Like, the Buccaneers have the biggest drop from last year in a win total. They dropped 5 full wins. The Ravens, for what it's worth, they opened up 8.5 over minus 150. That has dropped to minus 120 on the over. I mean, this team, without Lamar Jackson, they're still a good team and a very good organization overall. They're not a championship-worthy team, though. And winning 9 games, I think, is a question mark if they don't have Lamar Jackson for a full year.
Yep. You know, it's kind of like Brady at the end of New England and Rodgers with the Packers. God forbid you give the guy help and actually some weapons to throw to, right?
Yeah.
And he still put, so he's proven he can win 12 games a year with an above average defense, top 10 defense, and then no weapons, or at least, you know, a good tight end, and that's it, yeah. And a strong running game.
So if you're like, let's use the Colts as an example here, though, and they sign him to the offer sheet, right? And then they have to give up 2 first-round picks. Is that the 4 this year?
No, you don't have to do that.
You can balance out later on?
Well, it's like Lombardi has said, though, too. That doesn't have to be the deal. I mean, if you give up the 4, that might just be it with something else.
Would you give up the 4 and that's it for Lamar Jackson?
Absolutely. 100%.
I would rather do that than, let's say you're not going to get Stroud or Young. I'd rather give up the 4 for Lamar Jackson than we'll take our chances with Anthony Richardson or Will Levis.
It's a no-brainer. Yeah. Oh, it's a risk if you give that guy that type of guaranteed money. He's won an MVP. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
I don't know what these guys are going to do. Richardson?
No, Paul. There's no risk.
Stroud?
There's no risk with first-round picks. They all hit. These teams are always right. They get all the first-round quarterbacks correct. There's never a bust in the first round.
Well, look at this. Look at the past year. Purdy. Mr. Irrelevant was the best quarterback on the roster.
Yeah.
And the guy who they moved up to take top 5 couldn't play.
Again, this is something I wish we could bet on. Let's say for a second here that all 4 of these quarterbacks go in the top 10. First round for sure, right? And we won't even throw in Hendon Hooker. But of the 4 that are going to go, Young, Stroud, Levis, Richardson, can we bet on how many guys are actually going to have good careers or be worth the pick? I don't know how that would actually work with the fine print. I'll put the number at 1.5.
Yep.
And I would put heavy juice on the under.
Yep.
And how many guys will pan out and be really good in the league.
I'll tell you, if Belichick was a normal guy, also you would think the whispers and the talk would get to him as well about who meant more to the organization, Brady or Belichick. What's he? Oh, we got a tweet coming up. He's just going to say, well, look at my history and track record.
Yeah.
I mean, Kraft said it a couple last years. Like, we got to win a playoff game here. For us, it's a long drought.
They are a middling team right now.
Yeah, that's the worst team in the division.
Yeah. Yep, and a team that's going to be picking, they're probably going to be a 7, maybe 8 win team perennially. That means you're not going to have a great draft pick and you're not going to be in the playoff mix as well.
No.
Like in the NBA, we always said there's nothing worse. If you get Lamar Jackson, you're a player.
Yeah, Mac regressed. How much was it coaching? That remains to be seen. But we do know there were guys in the locker room that were split on Zappe and Mac Jones as well. So that's interesting going in this upcoming season. Great house specials up at Bet Rivers. Longest winning streak this year in Major League Baseball, 13.5. Over plus 160. And also, there'll be a goal in the first 10 tonight in the Vegas-Edmonton game. That's up there as well for a house special. And you can win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their squares. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, bonuses, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
Up next, we'll recap last night's betting action in Win Some, Lose Some. And an NBA MVP voter publicly said Joel Embiid ducked Nikola Jokic last night. We'll tell you who that was and why he said it coming up here. And Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's 2 kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over.
Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Good night in hockey. The goal in the first 10 continues to cash with some trends and streaks. Colorado 15-3 run and 19-3 at home. Goal in the first 10. Edmonton, fireworks early against Arizona. They get the win. That was 1-1 a couple minutes in. They're on a 20-3 run overall. Goal in the first 10. Arizona 9-1 at home. Anaheim 21-3 at home. All goal in the first 10.
There were four games last night where the first period total was 1.5 at some shops. Juiced, I mean, to the gills.
Sure.
Minus 215, minus 195.
Yep.
They all got there.
Yep. No problem. T-Wolves money line plus 240. Come on. Sacramento could have clinched a playoff spot with a win. They get Minnesota on a back-to-back and no Towns, and they lost.
How about that for the back-to-back, though, for the Wolves?
Very impressive. Big win.
Wow.
Big win. And the under, 244 down to 238. The Mavs from 1-7. This league, that's embarrassing that they rescinded the T on Luka. I was listening to Brian Windhorst's podcast. He says it. He goes, oh, they're not going to rescind that one, believe me. He cursed at the official, and they rescind it. I mean, that is a Mickey Mouse org. You can't do that. These are important games.
Right.
He put himself in that position. As Tim McMahon, who covers the team, says, no one complains like that guy. He complains every call, every play to the official. And they take away the tee, so allows him to play. Pistons from 16 down to 12.5. They get the money against the Bucks. What kind of an outfit is this Portland team putting on the court every night?
Oh, I mean, it's the white
ball. Total tank. Pelicans from 8 up to 12. Routed Portland. They're sitting everybody. And the under, 230 down to 227. Subscribe. Be part of the team. VSiN.com, VSiN Pro. You always want to see these tweets and videos. Send stuff in. We'll put you on television. Look at this down the street on the strip. How about this hit? This is the Blazing Sevens game. Never played it before, but you have to get seven of diamonds playing blackjack, and the dealer has to have the seven of diamonds. The guy sitting next to the person who got she got it. They got it. Look at it. You see the progressive. $540,000 she has for the blackjack hand with two diamonds that are sevens, and the dealer's got it as well. That's how you have to do it. Unbelievable. That's a major hit down the street. Well done. This was on Twitter again. We played this before, but it's so good, and it's an all-time top 10 video on this program. The bear walking down the road, and he notices, what the, this cone is knocked over. That doesn't belong there. And he stops and looks, and he picks it up with his mouth. And let me get that. Put that there. Puts it down, and then nudges at the end with the nose. That's where it belongs, and on my way. The bear just got for a walk, and he realizes, who knocked this cone over? That's not
this,
right.
This looks a little dangerous here. Something's amiss.
Yes.
Right? Right. Ongoing drivers, yep. Passersby, they're going to need to see this cone.
Yeah. I love that
video.
Let
me put it up for them.
That is so good. The bear just walking down the road. What's this cone doing here? That's not right. Let me pick this up. And then the nudge at the end with the nose as well. This is a great video. How about the dog sitting on the bed watching soccer?
Oh, need the volume.
Right? Crank that volume up. They score, and the dog goes round and round and round, spins, barking. He loves it. Yep. That's a smart dog. He knows. Celebrating the goal. I've never seen that before.
No.
That's great. The dog knows what's going on. He high fives the television.
He's got the jersey on.
Got the jersey on. Keeps spinning around and around 360. And barks and celebrate the goal. That's an awesome video. Boy, we're talking about Belichick. This is yesterday. Mike Reese, ESPN. A question to Belichick. What would you say to fans to be optimistic for what's ahead for the Patriots? The answer? The last 25 years. Also asked him about the lack of moves. And he goes, well, you know, season starts in September. A lot of time. Oh, okay.
Well, I would say this. I mean, Belichick has the ultimate scoreboard.
Yes, he does.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, the question needs to be asked, though, Bill, what about the next 5 years? What about the next 10?
Yeah, how long are you going to coach?
Yeah, you want to be Greg Popovich?
Yeah, and Tom won a Super Bowl right away when he went to Tampa as well. Good point. I put under win some, but I got a problem with Dave Tooley. And they got the picture at they went to Portillo's with Lou. Baptize that sucker, Dave, as everyone said. You got to dip that. But it looks like they got the chocolate cake shake and then the chocolate cake on the side. What these guys, you got the chicken sandwich. You got the great fries, the shakes, the sodas, unbelievable onion rings, great fries, A+ at Portillo's when we went.
Oh, I need to make another one there at some point.
Great job. There you go, Tooley. But baptize that sucker. Dip that thing. Come on, Dave. And one bad beat. Tough push. Several people sent it in. Thank you. I was watching the game. The Islanders, the total was 6. The Islanders led the Devils 2-1 with 4 minutes left. They scored, and then 2 more empty net goals. 5-1 final. Brutal. Some lose some. FTM@VSiN.com. Always email. We want to hear from you guys and gals. FTM@VSiN.com. Jessica checking in. I took my kids to Dave and Buster's to watch the San Diego State Creighton game. With 6 seconds left, the game goes to commercial. The manager put on ESPN. We're running around trying to find a TV with the game on. All 50 TVs. We're on ESPN. What did I miss anything? How'd it finish, she says?
Maybe an important part of the game there.
He thought the game was over. He shut the game off. The manager at Dave and Buster's.
The very end of the San Diego State Creighton game.
Yeah.
Too bad nothing happened. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Well done. Thanks, guys. That is win-lose.
Okay, let me give you this. Some movement from last night, and this was very predictable after we saw the news that Embiid was not going to play for the 76ers last night. To win the MVP, Joel Embiid was recently minus 250. Looked like he was going to take down the award. Well, now this morning at DraftKings, Embiid is plus 105. Nikola Jokic is plus 110. And the Joker was sensational again last night.
Triple-double in the third quarter.
Yep. This is from Kendrick Perkins, who has an NBA MVP vote. He tweeted out, Joel Embiid is ducking that smoke. You cannot sit out this game. When it comes to these matchups, I have a vote. I'm going to remember this moment. End of tweet. Now, again,
for the most part, I agree. You have to play in that game. Is he ducking him? I don't know. But as our guy in Denver, Chad Anders, pointed out, he's played twice in his career in Denver.
Been in the league since 2014.
You got to play in this game. You can't do this.
I was going to say, on one side, is that too strong of an opinion to have for one game by Kendrick Perkins? On the other side, I can really appreciate the transparency from a guy who actually has a vote. And I think it's a debate whether or not Kendrick Perkins should have a vote, whatever he does. And I kind of like it that guys who have votes are this open.
Yeah.
I appreciate that from Kendrick.
It's a bad look. Everyone wants to see this game. You dominated him in the first meeting. It's close with the MVP, and you don't play. That's an important game for your team. That's to me, you got to play in that. If you want the MVP, you got to play in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to.
So this is I'm actually a little bit surprised on this. We knew it was going to move once he was ruled out last night. You just knew
absolutely
that we'd have movement here. I'm actually surprised that the Joker's not favored today. I think he's going to win the award.
Right, and do the Sixers continue to lose games? And now Denver has turned it around. They just went, that's the other thing. He just beat Milwaukee, and it was a back-to-back, and no one does that at Utah, Denver. It's the toughest back-to-back and road trip in the league. But he just beat Freak and the Sixers back-to-back, and he played well.
Right, so I think this will continue to change. I think Joker is going to eventually overtake Embiid here in the odds market, and he's going to win the award. There are two other awards last night. I'll call three of them.
Yep.
Joker wins MVP. Emmanuel Quickly was awesome last night.
Oh.
I must point out, he's doing a lot of this now as a starter and not off the bench, for what it's worth.
He had 40 points.
But listening to what people are saying again with votes, they said this last week, it looked like at that time Quickly had surpassed Brogdon as sixth man of the year. And I know that Brooke Lopez is still favored this morning against Jaren Jackson, and Lopez had a couple of blocks last night and a steal. I do believe that Jaren Jackson's going to win the award. And we'll play you a piece of audio coming up in about 5 minutes that kind of hurt my feelings yesterday when I heard it.
Okay. I'll give you another one. At DraftKings and other places, you can find Mike Brown as low as $9 Coach of the Year. There's no way he's not winning the award. Mike Brown has it locked up.
There needs to be an investigation if he doesn't win the award.
He's got it. I mean, they haven't made the playoffs in 16 years, and the guy might be a top three seed.
Yep.
And how potent they are offensively.
Yep.
So that's I thought the same thing watching the Knicks game. There was already this support for Quickly. And then he goes out and he has that performance.
Oh, sure.
And again, the New York market, I think, is a big deal. But also, last week, he was favored at some books and Brogdon was favored at other books.
Yeah.
And Brogdon was as high as $2 at some books.
It's funny. I listened to the Zach Lowe podcast 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they were talking about most improved. And a guest said, I have a Nick who should be higher up than Jalen Brunson. And Zach Lowe was surprised to hear Quickly should be higher up than Brunson. Then when he was talking about sixth man last week, Zach Lowe said, yeah, he's probably surpassed Malcolm Brogdon. But where'd that come from? So we will play you that audio and why I think Jaren Jackson's going to win that award. And a question has to be asked regarding one team in action tonight. Are we all sleeping on them?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get up to Bet Rivers, full menu. They've added new house specials. I like this one. Boston or Denver to win the NBA title, and the Yankees or Dodgers win the World Series. That's up there, 10-1. It's so many things to bet up there. And these Bet Rivers squares, $10,000 in bonus money. Place a qualifying bet, get a bonus square. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
So I'll start this off by reminding, just for the people who might not know, the reason why we're talking about Defensive Player of the Year so often, or we bring it up on the show, I have a ticket on Brooke Lopez 500-1 to win that award.
Would be incredible.
I think many people out there in the audience have Lopez as well.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I mean, that's an all-timer. Well, who gives out a 500-1 on air? I mean, that's...
he turned into a minus 250 favorite with 10 games to play.
Yes.
I mean, so
an all-time call by you if it comes in.
So... But it's turning out to be a sweat. And this, we always have this conversation about, do you hedge? Do you lock in a profit? I mean, this award is down to two players. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke Lopez and Jaren Jackson. It's not going to be Bam Adebayo. It's not going to be Giannis. No, nobody else is going to win the award. It's down to those two players. That's it. So, of course, Paulie, I've been adding more Jaren Jackson by the day. I have to.
Yep.
Because if I have a 500-1 ticket that's live and turned into a minus 250 favorite with 10 days to play, what if I lost that ticket?
Six figures.
Could I sleep with myself at night? Of course I would not be able to. So I've been betting a lot on Jaren Jackson on the other side to make sure I'm going to win money and walk away here at the end of the year. But this is what I tweeted this out last night, and people were thinking it was a reverse jinx. hopefully it is. It's not why I did it. And we told you about this in the previous segment too. Here's a piece of audio that caught my attention. This is at the beginning of this audio, it's Tim McMahon, who covers the Mavericks, and then Tim Bontemps is at the back end of this soundbite. And they do the Hoop Collective podcast with Brian Windhorst. And it's awesome. And these three guys together.
I love it.
It's phenomenal, right? So they started talking in this soundbite about how Lopez was guarding the Joker Saturday night in Denver. And then it turned into a quick conversation about the market, Vegas, and the MVP.
Hey, the Joker, though, listen. He went right at Brooke Lopez. I'm a little surprised that Brooke Lopez is right now. I looked today. I didn't realize he had been reestablished as the Defensive Player of the Year favorite. That surprised me. But Joker went right at him and had a Joker type of game.
Vegas has no idea what's going on with these awards odds. We saw this last year. The final straw poll came out, and the odds flipped completely around. Like, Vegas has no idea how these voters are going to vote.
So that's Tim Bontemps at the end. I believe that's the second consecutive podcast where he has said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he brings up Vegas with the numbers. They have no idea. That tells me a guy who, by the way, his straw poll completely influences the MVP market. And so he said this after Embiid turned into a minus 250 favorite. He said it like in the previous podcast. That tells me that Bontemps is still probably talking to people who have votes. And he's like, they haven't changed their minds yet. Why are the odds flipped? Like, that's incorrect. And then for him to say this now, I believe he was saying that about both awards there when he said Vegas has no idea.
Mm-hmm.
These markets have no idea. I think that he meant that about what McMahon said about the Defensive Player of the Year. He was agreeing with McMahon when McMahon said he doesn't know how Lopez flipped as the favorite now. And now he added that in the back end, like, yeah, Joker absolutely still sure should be favored to win the MVP.
Well, to his point, it's a guessing game. He's right. You don't know how people are going to vote.
Right.
You're right. All three of them months ago laughed and said it was the most ridiculous thing they've seen when Westbrook was favored to win Sixth Man of the Year. They just said there's just no way that was ever going to happen. How inefficient he was in the horrible shooting percentage. Yeah. And so they would know they have votes, and they talked to all these guys. And he mentioned the straw poll.
Sure.
So
now, this is the final games now being played, like every single night by Lopez and Jackson. The odds are basically turning because Lopez got in foul trouble against Joker. Maybe some of those were questionable early on Saturday night. And Joker went crazy, and the Nuggets blew him on the second half. So people will say that was a bad look for Lopez. Well, the following night on Sunday, Jaren Jackson was awesome. He had 5 blocks and 3 steals. So these games, the odds are moving, and I think that's probably just books adjusting on what is happening on a game-by-game basis, right? Because Lopez had 2 blocks and 1 steal last night, and yet he came down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Jaren Jackson is in action tonight. The Grizzlies play the Magic. If Jaren Jackson has 5 blocks tonight and a steal or two, I don't know, he might be even on money tomorrow. But if he has no blocks and he's in foul trouble, Lopez will probably be status quo, or he might move back to $2 overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So it is just it's a wild roller coaster basically every single day for me.
I can't imagine.
And I think Jackson's probably going to win the award.
Okay. Well,
there's one team, Paulie, I wanted to point out that's in action tonight. The Cavaliers are laying a point at the Hawks.
Wrong team favored?
You think Atlanta should be favored?
Cleveland's playing well, but the last time they went to Atlanta, they got destroyed. I know Atlanta's been around 500 the whole year, which is incredible. I think it's like 28 games in a row, but they're a game back. There's no drama in the East. I mean, we know Washington's out of it. Indiana's waving. They didn't play anybody last night. We know Chicago and Toronto will get in the play-in along with Atlanta. We'll just see who's going to be the 6th seed and the 7 between Brooklyn and Miami. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I do like the over, though. I'll tell you that.
In any Hawks game.
That's right, especially at home.
So I'll point this out about Cleveland. This is the team that I asked maybe before the break, are we sleeping on this team? They're currently in the 4-5 versus the Knicks.
Be a hell of a first-round matchup.
Ooh. Get a series price in your head, because I'll tell you what that is coming up in a minute.
Yeah.
Since February 1st, the Cavaliers are 17-6. They have the second-best record behind the Bucks. They have the 5th-best offensive efficiency. They are tied for the best defensive efficiency in the entire league. They have the best net rating overall in the sport. They're 30-8 at home overall in the season. I reached out to Jeff Sherman, right on the NBA over at the Westgate. I said, what would your series price be in the opening round before the Cavs and the Knicks? What do you think it would be?
$1.50.
He makes Cleveland $2. Ed Sammons, who's also over at the Westgate, makes Cleveland $3.
Whoa! Knicks are good.
I think $3 is a bit...
Knicks are tough. That's
a strong price.
Yeah, I think Cleveland will win the series, but the Knicks are good.
Yep.
The other thing is I have them 80-1 to win the conference, because my guy Mitchell, you know, I've been a big Mitchell fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather Boston's vulnerable. Philly is vulnerable. Can Cleveland then beat Milwaukee? Second round.
That's the million-dollar question.
That's a tough matchup. But Cleveland plays defense. Mitchell's a beast. He can go off at any time. It's a great story. They make the playoffs first time without LeBron, going back a long time. But that'd be a hell of a first-round matchup.
Cavaliers-Knicks first round if the Knicks are at full strength.
Yeah.
That's must-watch TV every single game.
But I can't. I mean, there's so many teams. Like, I can't get a read on Atlanta. They're so inconsistent. Same with Miami. Did you see that performance against the Nets at home? They got outscored. I look up, it's like 22-2 in the third quarter.
Yeah, I can't stand this team.
I can't get a read on Miami either. So they have the same record as Brooklyn. So I do think there'll be a ton of points, though, in this Atlanta-Cleveland game tonight. But
okay.
I just will point out the last time Cleveland went to Atlanta, it was destruction, utter destruction. So it begs the question, are they getting after it? And then the nightlife in Atlanta, too. I don't know.
I remember the Heat, they took the Celtics to a seven-game series last year in the playoffs, almost won that game.
Sure.
Which I still can't believe how they even
were
close
to winning.
Sure,
almost went to the finals.
Yeah, almost did.
Yeah.
Now, this team, I don't know. I mean, to me, they just have, they're one and done written all over it. The Heat in the playoffs.
Are the Warriors laying too much? 8.5 at home against the Pelicans. Pelicans playing well. The schedule's helped out.
Yep.
Murphy went off the other night. As I mentioned, they hit 21 threes and they won again yesterday, but Portland's playing the JV. But Golden State laying 8.5 and they catch them on a back-to-back.
Yeah. I thought the same exact thing. It's a big number, but the Warriors at home, completely different team than they are on the road.
Yep.
And this number actually came down a little bit. The aforementioned Grizzlies are in action tonight. Opened 8.5. They're down to 7 against the Magic.
Yeah.
Again, very early here on the show today. But the Grizzlies are at home are one of the best teams in the NBA. And a lot of times it's a woodshed game.
How about the Thunder, too? Should pick up a win at home against the Hornets. Good job by Von Tobel giving out the 10-1 to participate in the play-in.
Yeah.
They are now minus 180 at DraftKings. The Pelicans are $2. Lakers are $3. Minnesota's plus 140, Golden State 2-1 to participate in the play-in.
A really nice win by the Wolves last night.
Enormous.
I mean,
Conley's been good.
Who's that?
Conley.
Yeah.
I thought he was cooked.
And no Cat last night.
Yes. And a back-to-back.
Wouldn't that be something if the Wolves make a deep run this year after every single person around the sport has mocked and laughed at that team since they made the trade and how big of a disaster it was?
Yeah.
Now watch they get Cat back in the playoffs. Nobody trusts anybody in the West. And it's like, oh, here's Minnesota, Western Conference Finals.
Yep.
That would be something else. They have the talent.
They do.
I mean, when they're, again, the
conference is wide open.
Absolutely, it is.
Yep.
Yep. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Up next, VSiN host Matt Youmans is going to join the program. We will get his early bets for the Final Four up next, his thoughts on tonight's two NIT games, and he's got a couple of bets that he likes this year in Major League Baseball. We'll find out what they are coming up here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Follow the Money here on VSiN. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, joined now, as we are every Tuesday at this time, by VSiN host Matt Eumanns. Matt, as always, thanks for the time. We appreciate that. Can you still believe that we lost under 3.5 wins in the Mountain West Conference somehow?
Unfreaking believable. No, I cannot. Because if somebody told you before the tournament that three of the Mountain West teams are going to lose their first game, how much would you bet on that prop?
Oh, I would have emptied every single penny I could have possibly gotten down on it. Right? I mean, how do you not? I mean, their history is going to take one team to beat you. They have to go to the Final Four. They're going to have to go through Alabama and then a combination of maybe like Creighton, Baylor, or Arizona. Sign me up every single time.
Yeah, that's one of the more incredible beats I think I've taken, you've taken in quite a while. I've been watching San Diego State basketball up close for 20 years. This is not even one of the top five San Diego State teams I've seen. The Kawhi Leonard team was much better.
Right.
The 2020 team with Malachi Flynn that went 30-2 when the tournament was canceled, that team was better. But, hey, give the Aztecs credit. The style they play, they're physical. They lock you down on defense. That gives them a chance to win every game, really, in an ugly style.
Yeah.
Okay. So then when you're looking at these two games that we have coming up on Saturday, do you like anything, or are you going to concentrate on a team to win the whole thing at this point?
Well, UConn is the obvious pick, I think, to win it right now. Minus 110 is not a bad price. I played that at Circa. I bet that last night. And, you know, I've heard that UConn's had an easy path to the Final Four. I don't really agree with that. When you look at the four coaches they had to go through, Rick Pitino, Randy Bennett, Eric Musselman, and Mark Few, those are pretty good teams. And actually, UConn just made it look easy, winning by 24, 15, 23, and 28 points in those games. I think UConn is the most complete team on both ends of the floor. Too strong on the front line, too good defensively. Good enough from the three-point line that, you know, Miami's got a shot. But if UConn wins Saturday, UConn's not going to lose next Monday to FAU or San Diego State. So my only bet right now is UConn minus 110 to win the title.
Okay. How about the NIT tonight? Two good games. It's all these tournaments have been dominated by Conference USA, and they might go against each other here in the championship. How about Wisconsin and North Texas? Any thoughts on the first game?
I think it's going to look a lot like Creighton-San Diego State on Sunday. It was a 57-56 game, and I could see this being played in the 50s. I have not bet it yet, but I would only look under in the first half and under in the game. Maybe a little lean to North Texas, but I'm not sure I'm going to play that. Now, Adam Hill of the Las Vegas Review-Journal was on the show with us last night, and he went to practice yesterday for the NIT Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of three media members that attended practice for the NIT Final Four. It's not exactly a crush of media. But he said what was interesting, I was thinking about playing Utah Valley against UAB. I'm not going to do that. Mark Madsen, who's going to get the Cal job, was not at practice yesterday. He was not there. So I'm not sure what's going on with that, but that's not a good sign that Mad Dog was not at Utah Valley's practice yesterday. That could be a negative sign. So probably not going to play Utah Valley there because of that.
Yeah, well, I loved UAB to begin with. The fact of what their power rating is and how well they played since they got Walker back, and they drubbed Florida Atlantic in one of the three meetings. I'm with you. But I think his wife has a bun in the oven, by the way, Madsen. And then he takes the Cal job as well. So you have all that going on, and maybe the kids will be down tonight with the news that he's taking the Cal job as well. Any thoughts on the MLB season? Any futures you played now that the season starts Thursday?
I did. I played the Padres to win the NL West plus 120 and Dodgers under 95.5 wins. And it's always a little bit risky to bet the Dodgers under, especially when they won 111 last year. They were 111-51 and won that division by 22 games. But I really think the loss of Trey Turner is going to be monstrous for the Dodgers. I watched almost all their games last season. I thought he was MVP of that team. He was the guy who ignited the offense. You also lose Justin Turner. But I looked at the Dodgers and their record and broke it down last year. They went 40-17 against the D-backs, Rockies, and Giants. They also went 14-5 against the Padres. That's 54-22 in the division. They also went 18-0 combined against the Reds, Cubs, and Angels.
Wow.
So there is There's a lot of room for regression there for the Dodgers to go from maybe 111 to 91 wins. Also, you're playing fewer games against division opponents this season. I think it's 14, something like that, instead of 19 against each division opponent like it was a year ago. So the Dodgers are not going to be able to beat up on the worst teams in the division, D-backs, Rockies, Giants, as badly as they did last season. I also think the Padres no longer are going to be intimidated by the Dodgers. Took them out in the playoffs. You've got Soto, Machado, Xander Bogaerts, Fernando Tatis when he's there. This is the best lineup on paper. I think the starting pitching is better. The bullpen's better than what the Dodgers have got. If you look at what the Dodgers did in the offseason, they brought in Noah Syndergaard. I'm not sure what he's got left. J.D. Martinez, Jason Hayward. Now, the wild card here is the young players. James Outman, outfielder. A couple starting pitchers, Bobby Miller, Gavin Stone. If those guys are much better than I think, then maybe I'm a little bit off on this. But I actually like the Dodgers under the win total. I think they're going to win the low 90s and Padres win that division. I looked at Fangraphs tonight, and Fangraphs projects the Dodgers to win 87 games. Baseball Prospectus has 94. So I don't think low 90s for the Dodgers is off much in terms of my projection. And I like the Padres much better on paper, too. And they also have a better management. So I'm going with the Padres in the West.
There's also this, right, with the Dodgers. Gavin Lux out for the season. Big injury for that team. All the departures that you mentioned, they're going to have to bank. And I love Clayton Kershaw, always have. Had a good season last year. They're going to bank on him as one of their studs again in the rotation. I know that it's going to be Urias. And Gonsolin was really good last year. May's coming back. But no Walker Buehler. If they suffer like a major injury somehow, like in that rotation, I wanted to bet there was a spot, Matt, that had the Dodgers 7-1 to miss the playoffs.
Hello.
But you blink and you miss it, and that evaporated, went away, so I missed that bet. But I think there's actually a chance. The only problem is six teams make the playoffs, but I'm with you on this. I don't think this whole thing about the Dodgers winning 100 games again this year, I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either, and that's one thing I left out of the analysis, but I was thinking about too. How many starts are you going to get out of Clayton Kershaw before he has a bad back or something like that? Is he going to start more than 20 games? And if you have any more injuries, I'm not sure the Dodgers will overcome that. So it looks great on paper. Hopefully it plays out that way. I do like the Padres in the division.
Okay, so a week from today, we'll be talking about your bets to win the Masters. And before that, we have one more event this week. What do you like this morning in terms of the event that we have to bet on?
Well, the Texas Open's this week, and to tell you the truth, I was about ready to handicap that. I haven't got to it yet, so we're going to talk about that on the show tonight with Wes Reynolds. Well, I've got two Masters bets in pocket. Right. I played about 10 days ago. I bet Cameron Young at 50-1, and Wes Reynolds was talking about the caddy switch for Cameron Young. He took Webb Simpson's old caddy, and Webb started to win a lot when he had this caddy, and I think it's going to make a difference for Cameron Young. You've seen him play some really good golf recently. He's been a runner-up, I think, six times now in 37 starts, the PGA Tour Rookie of the Year last year. He played well in match play. I think he's hot at the right time, talking about current form. I also, over the weekend, played Sam Burns at 55-1. Those are both at Circus Sports. Jeff Davis does a great job giving you fair value on some of these players. So I've got Cameron Young at 50, Burns at 55, and I'm going to add a few next week. I'm thinking about, now that their numbers are over 30-1, I might take a look at Colin Morikawa, maybe Tony Finau. But Circa's odds board is something you have to keep a close eye on, because there's going to be some value on some of these players. I really don't want to play any of the favorites. Talking about Rahm, Scheffler, Rory, right around 10-1 or even less. So I'm going to look for a little bit more value. You guys, we're going to have the live players, some of these guys in the Masters next week, and you know what my name is for the Live Tour? Losers, Idiots, and Villains. And it's going to be the first time that we're going to get to see guys like Sergio, Fat Pat, Brooks Koepka, some of these guys I've really enjoyed not watching for the past 3 months. We're going to have to watch them next week.
Yep, I know. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at Matt Youmans 24/7. His show is called VSIN Tonight with Wes Reynolds, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on VSIN. Thanks, Matt. Best of luck this week.
Okay, you bet. Thanks. Yep,
there you go. Again, UConn minus 110 to win the title. His one bet that he has so far this weekend in the Final Four. and Padres to win the National League West. Dodgers under 95.5 wins.
Good breakdown on the Dodgers.
That's a big win total, man.
Wow.
For what they went through in the offseason, yeah. That's a lot of games they have to win. And I'm with him. Like, hey, look, it's on paper. Padres are a better team. Up next, NFL win totals are available to bet on at DraftKings. Which teams made the biggest jump from last year? You can probably guess a few of them. What about the other way? I think this is too big of a drop-off. We'll tell you some of these win totals coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.